Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And that is CRC Music making rivers. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you at. And it is Heart to Heart. I'm Swangile Mofokeng, sitting in for Mpopotini.
This is Heart to Heart with Swangile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Family, we are truly grateful for your support during our May 2024 Visiothon. We are now in need of 300,000 rands to reach our target. Would you please help us to reach it before the end of this month? Send us an SMS with the word give to 37871, followed by your amount or your name and the amount you wish to give, or send a WhatsApp to 0826572729. And family, let's stand together to bring the message of truth. Thank you so much for family members who are giving at this current moment in time. We acknowledge you. Eric gave 300 rands earlier on. Thank you so much, Eric. May the Lord bless you. Thank you so much for giving towards this cause, helping us to continue being a blessing in many people's lives by giving and bringing the message of truth to them. It is Heart to Heart. I'm Swangile Mofokeng, sitting in for Mpopotini on this awesome Friday. And at this current moment in time, I'm talking to Nozi Paul. And this is Nozi Popiri. Hi, Nozi. How are you?
Hello. How are you, sis? And to the listeners. Hello. My name is Nozi Po.
Nozi Po, am I on speaker?
Yeah.
Can you take me off?
I can take it now.
Yebo, yes. Take me off in Ntombaza.
Yes, ma'am.
Am I off now?
Yeah, you're off now.
Yeah, you're born. When I'm off now, I can hear you much clearer. Unfortunately for you, finally, Salendlebeni. Nozipho, so who do they... So, Ekaya, who do they call you? I know I have a sister. Her name is Nozipho. We call her Zizi. So, Ekaya, when about you?
No, I'm just Nozipho.
How? I'm going to take a tea, Swanyana. So,
obviously, but there's a pet name. I don't want to mention it.
And now your fellow Joy Celebration members, do they know the pet name?
Ah, no, they don't.
Your babuza knows.
No one will know about my pet name, trust me.
Nozipho, welcome. Yeah. And thank you so much for talking to us today. We want to get to know you a little bit more better. Mm-hmm. I'm asking myself a question. This awesome, beautiful queen has a degree in sociology and psychology, a certificate in teaching, but she's in the music industry. Tell us a little bit about you and that journey and the two journeys plus music.
Yes, true. That is so true. I have a BA in psychology and sociology, finished my degree in tea time. The reason why I went for... psychology because of my mom. So I was in a competition. I want to sing gospel. Then I told my mom that I want to go and join Joy Celebration. And my mom was like, no, Joy Celebration is not going anywhere. Go to school, finish a degree, and then Joy Celebration.
Mm.
So I made a great and a wonderful decision about that. I'm so fortunate for my mom, even though she's late, but I will forever be grateful for that. Because I have a degree now, it's because of her. But initially, like, Nozipho loves music. At the age of 5, I used to sing with my mom at church. There was no conference without each word that Nozipho on my mic.
Wow.
So she knew that I love music. So that's why she made me to go back to school and finish my degree first, then music.
So now, okay, there's also the certificate in teaching. What about that one?
So after my degree, there's a course in a university that I think the name of it is PGCE, where you take whatever you have and do in education. You go to education. Maybe let me just make a typical example for. For psychology, they turn it to life orientation because it deals with people. So I did that course for a year, so I can be a teacher as well.
Yeah, all right. Wow. And yeah. Tell us about your relationship with Christ. Unozipo and Christ. Oh, I hear Unozipo is talking about singing with mom at church. There was no way that mom and Unozipo wouldn't have a duet whenever there was something at church. So tell us about your relationship with Christ.
Well, everyone that really knows me knows that Christ is my first love. I love God. I wouldn't be where I am. Besides that, for who he is, Christ is everything to me. Like, I can't imagine my life without him. Mm. He is everything. Literally, when I say everything, everything to me. So, he's my first love. I received Christ, I think I was 17. That was 2007. Mm. That is when I received Christ as my personal savior. And that was a beautiful and a great decision ever. Because after that, everything was so clear. Even at home, you know, I remember back then, Peter family used to do, you know, rituals, ancestors, whatever. So I was able to tell them, I'm no longer doing this anymore because of Christ. So I had a choice. Mm. I had a reason of telling them, I can't do this because I've received Christ. Mm-hmm. I can't do this because I'm a child of God. You know, and then even me ministering to people at church, per se, every song makes sense. So before I would sing a song because I know I can sing. I would
because
just sing
you have the voice, yes.
Because I have a voice. But at the age of 7, when I said yes to Christ, I was like, oh, this song means this. Everything was revealed. You know, it's like my life was reintroduced to myself. You know, so it was a beautiful, it still is a beautiful decision. Like, God is everything.
Wow. Wow, that is so awesome. Now, you spoke about your journey and you went to I Want to Sing Gospel, but your heart was on Joyous Celebration. So how was that one first? And which season was it? Because I remember us watching I Want to Sing Gospel. There was season one, I think, up to the third or fifth season. Which one were you in?
Oh my God, I can't, like, I feel so ashamed right now. I can't remember the year.
Okay.
But it was 2000, if I'm not mistaken, it was 2010.
Okay.
2010, yeah. But I was so young. Obviously, everyone's dream, especially young.
Okay, we are missing you, Unozipo. You're disappearing. Hello? You're disappearing on us. Yes, yes.
Kubega. Can you hear me now?
Yebo.
Okay. I'm saying it's everyone's dream, especially for a girl from Empangeni to be on Joyous. So in as much as I was singing in I Want to Sing Gospel, but my heart wasn't present in the station. So, yeah.
And how did that go with I Want to Sing Gospel?
I think I was eliminated, I think top 10.
Wow.
Yeah, top 10.
But some lessons that you took from I Want to Sing Gospel and went with to Joyous?
Yes, I learned a lot. You know, patience and being unique, being yourself.
Unozipo, you're going?
Yo. Okay, let me.
Ngisuse ku speaker. If you can remove me from the speaker.
No, you're not. Trust me. Trust me, I think.
All right.
I'm a church. I'm doing my church.
Oh, you're a church girl. Mind the church wants us to know you are in church today.
No, it's for tomorrow. It's for my DVD tomorrow. Let me
yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Yes,
so the lessons that you carried from I Want to Sing Gospel to Joyous?
Discipline and character.
Yeah.
Knowing yourself, being unique as well, not imitating a person. You know, I really learned that during that competition. And I'm applying the same thing that I've learned to Joyous Celebration. Mm. So, yeah, that is what I learned, yeah.
Wow, that is so beautiful. And
yes, ma'am.
And now you are stepping out and you are going solo. But before we talk about that, let's talk about your journey with Joyous Celebration. Were you able to find your voice coming out from I Want to Sing Gospel, joining Joyous Celebration? Did you find who Unozipo is?
Definitely, ma'am. I would say definitely. Because Joyous Celebration is more of an institution. You come with your raw talent and
yeah.
They nourish it. and they make sure that you discover yourself as well. So definitely, I know my sound now because of your celebration. Babu Mkhize, Babu Jabu, Babu Namba, they really polished and nourished my talent. The raw as it is, they really polished it. Now I can boldly say I know my sound, yeah.
So, and your experience from transitioning to Intombazane yaseMpangeni.
Yes.
How has that one been like?
Oh, it was so hard. It was so hard. I don't want to lie. I wasn't exposed to like a number of people. I know that some people will say, that's a lie. I'm an introvert by nature. So it was so hard for me. Imagine being introduced to like 84 people. Mm. And you have to know them, you have to talk to them, you have to engage. Because I was putting a side of CRAs in. So it was super hard for me, but yeah, we understand each other, we are family. Now I can boldly say Joy Celebration is my home. You know, I love Joy Celebration. I really love Joy Celebration. I have a family.
You have a family in Joy Celebration. Yeah. You did the song Sinomhlobo with Joy Celebration. I understand that sometimes some of the songs that you guys do, you're the one who comes up with it. So who came up with Sinomhlobo? Is it you?
It's me. It was okay, at home there's no wedding, there's no funeral without Ipilongo.
Yeah.
So I love Ipilongo. So yeah, I introduced the song to the choir.
Wow. Let's hear Unozipho singing Sinomhlobo. We're coming back tomorrow. She is recording her debut solo album, and we're going to find out more about that.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
That is Joy Celebration featuring Nozipho Phiri Sinomhlobo. And we are sitting on 21 minutes just before 3 at 3 o'clock. Germany, Johan L says hello to you on something else. And afterwards, Ayanda Ninimba comes through with Spectrum. Well, my family, I will say something, but not now. Let me just say, let me go back to Nozipho. Nozipho, I'm back to Sengfunu Kuruma Zonki Zinto Ganting Nawela. Hey, Yasmar. Nozipho, who is your role model? Who do you listen to? Who do you, when you're listening to their music, you're like, I would love to be more like this. I hear some Vanessa Bell Armstrong somewhere in your voice. Yeah, I'm like, wow, this is amazing. So who do you look up to in the music space?
Internationally, definitely Kiara Sheed.
Mm.
There's a lady called Kiara Sheed.
Yes.
South Africa is definitely Owozomba.
Yes. Wow. And when you sing, the introvert in you flies out the window.
It's God.
Exactly where you're supposed to be. Tell us about your new rendering. Tomorrow you're releasing. Let's do this. And congratulations on that. So yeah, Nyezo, you're doing the mic, you're checking the mics and everything. Everything should go right tomorrow. Tell us about your debut solo album that you will be unveiling tomorrow.
Definitely. I'm recording my first physical recording tomorrow, the 29th June, at my church, Goshen City, under Pastor Colin Malilego. Tickets are only $300 at web tickets or pick and pay. I am selling my soul actually few minutes ago that in as much as I'm excited, but I'm also anxious. But the Bible says don't be anxious, instead pray, you know. But I am super excited. I've been wanting this. I've been dreaming about this. I thought that some of my late family members are here, you know, like my mom, my dad, because they know, they knew that music is my everything.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited. I cannot wait.
Wow.
I'm listening new sounds to people. I just pray and hope that they will receive it well.
So what songs will be in your albums? Are we going to find that the very same one that we played, Sinomhlobo, Mhlambe, and Ngizokulandela will be part of this?
No, ma'am. Mm. As much as I love those
So it's
songs,
a brand new one.
Brand new one. Obviously, there's an element of Ilongo, like one or two, but the whole repertoire is 60% is my own handwriting, like my composition. And
wow.
Other songs, maybe 30%, I ask a different artist, like my friends in the industry, to write songs for me. So let me just boldly say, like, 80% of the music tomorrow is totally new.
Wow. So
yes,
totally
yes.
And new. We will be listening to something new. Tell us about what we will find in that. Most of us, when we get albums, when we get music, our artists, either we're seeking for healing, either we're seeking for assurance, affirmation, restoration. What's in the new album and what is it called?
The name of the album is Faith in God. So basically, I am reminding people that we cannot do anything without faith.
Yeah.
Then it's impossible to serve God, to be called children of the Most High God without faith.
Mm.
So my album basically is the foundation of it. It's reminding people that faith, without faith, there's nothing that is possible. So hence the name of the album is Faith in God.
Faith in God. Without faith,
yes,
it's impossible to please God. And some of the titles of the songs?
I would give you two. Okay, one interesting thing about my album also, I'm also singing a hymn from Ghana.
Heaven.
It is called Woni Alpha, meaning he's Alpha and Omega. And also one of my compositions is called Zibonakalise. Meaning, show yourself, God, in each and everything that I do. Be the first person and be the last person of everything that I do. So, yeah.
Palatina manje sirobhekile noZipho because we don't have anyone, at least they won here. So if you can just do one line from one of your songs, one line, so that we can get ourselves through.
And
will you also be having some of your colleagues from Jazz Celebration backing you up?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, Nyamalala futhi Ndlovukazi.
Hello.
Hi, Ndlovukazi. Yes?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I will have like maybe, 60% again or 80% of just colleagues.
Wow.
Those are my friends. Abokaya, Buhle, Siaka, and Johnny Vilagazi.
Yeah. Who did you work with? Kule album?
As a feature or as...
You can tell me both the production and the features there.
My MD is my brother. He's the first person I knew when I relocated to Joburg. And then Dan, it is Hula. Like, Joya's guy.
Yeah.
Hula, Bala, say, friends, Ndokozo, or Ntumelo from church, Gosen. Yeah.
Mm. And it is to increase the faith of the brethren to say it is impossible to please God without faith. And to encourage us to stand in faith no matter what we're going through. There is somebody who is studying right now and they want to be in the music industry, or somebody who is supposed to go to tertiary next year, but they are very good with music as well, just like you were. What advice would you say to them? How can they balance the two worlds?
Definitely, I would tell them exactly, amagama mama, music is not going anywhere, especially if you are talented and you know that you can sing. Go to school, finish your degree, and then come back to music. At least, God forbid, if something happens to your vocal cords, you are able to go back to your studies and look for work or something. So go to work, go to school rather, and finish your degree so that it will be so easy for you to do something that you love. That is my advice. Yeah.
Wow. And my queen, tomorrow, what time do you start?
I'm starting at 5 p.m.
At 5 p.m. Yes. So family members should make their way to Goshen City Church. And I believe Pastor Walulega will also be there supporting.
I definitely my father.
We wish you all of God's best as you will be unveiling your new baby. And may the presence of the Lord be there to restore, to heal his people through your vocal cords. May he touch more lives through you. And thank you so much for giving yourself to the Lord in this manner. To say you can also balance the two. You can go to school, study for something else, and still praise the Lord with your voice. It's possible. You can do, it's doable. And so
possible,
thank you so much for coming through and sharing with us these. May God bless you.
Thank you so much, sister, for your time, and to the listeners as well. Thank you so much. I cannot wait to see you tomorrow.
Yeah, congratulations once more.
Thank you so much.
All righty then. Bye, my queen.
Bye, sir. Thank you so much.
And family, that was Nozipho Phiri. And remember, she's unveiling her new solo album tomorrow. It's her debut on the 29th tomorrow at the Goshen City Church in Westin, Johannesburg at 5 p.m. Make sure that you make way. We are supporting our very own. I'm going to give you the sounds of Just Celebration featuring Nozipho Phiri. Ngokulandela, ngizokulandela. Now I'm saying it in a township way. Ngizokulandela.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.